Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It. We're sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. We do wellness radio for the Imperial Valley, and then it goes on podcast at KXORadio.com. So actually the wellness radio for the whole world. An hour a week of your wellness radio. And what we do is we look around the community and we look around all of our available topics and we try to find the best matches. We try to look for what is going to help this community to be happier, be more content, be more at peace, be more successful. And so that's what we do. And typically with a mental health flare. Some substance abuse stuff along the way. That's what we do. That's who we are. Welcome aboard. I'm Scott, your host. Maria is, it's one of those summertime recordings. So, you know, sometimes we gotta take vacations or hang out and do other things. So that's where Maria is today. We're going to miss her because she does much cleaner intros than I do. And Mario's already probably thinking that, who's our executive. Yeah, he's giving me the look. He's the executive producer. He's saying, start the show, man. People are going to push their buttons in their cars all over the Imperial Valley right now. Okay, so let's get the show started. We are here today to talk to about something that we have at our wellness center for our adult clients. It's co-sponsored with IVROP. It's our IVROP Wellness Center GED program, and we are joined by our GED instructor, Brenda Gonzalez. Brenda, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Hi.
Did you, when you were applying for the job as the GED instructor, did they mention that you'd have to do radio shows?
No, they didn't.
Guess what?
But here I am.
We are so glad you did. Now you're the GED instructor for the Wellness Center GED program, right?
Yes, for the central office. Yes.
Okay. So let's start by talking about GED. We're not even sure what it stands. What does it stand for, and why is it so important?
Well, GED stands for General Education Diploma. Yes, and it helps our clients, you know, once they acquire their GED, their job, it opens up job opportunities.
I was looking at a statistic once about the Imperial Valley, because you know there are a lot of stressors that are local stressors.
Yes.
And 58% of the entire population of the Imperial Valley does not have a high school diploma.
Yes, surprising. Yes, we have a very high percentage of students who do not possess a GED. And that's what our center is for. You know, we try to provide them with the tools so they can earn their GED diploma. And many of them have gone to IBC after that. And even San Diego State University.
So you mentioned IVC or San Diego State as a possibility. So a GED is the equivalent of a high school diploma.
Yes. Students who did not complete the high school at the regular time when they were supposed to, some of them got sick, they dropped out for any reason, so they don't possess a high school diploma. So this is the equivalency.
High school diplomas are pretty important, and GEDs, because they're the same. What kind of things do we typically need a GED or high school diploma to get into? You mentioned college. That's the start, right?
Yes, many of our clients do want to go on with their education. Some of them want to earn the GED diploma just to get a better job.
So jobs is another area.
Yes.
Where if you don't have a high school diploma or GED, you're asked on a job application.
Yes.
Your educational experience.
Yes, all the applications, the job application that I have seen, you know, they always ask if you have a high school diploma or a GED.
So if you left that blank, that probably wouldn't help you get a
job. It's not good.
Okay.
It is not good, Scott.
Okay. So for jobs, it's important. For college, colleges, I think sometimes they'll let you in some circumstances without a diploma, but very rare.
Yes, I believe IVC does let you enroll, but the problem is, I believe, I'm not sure, they are not allowed to get financial aid if they don't have the GED.
That's a big deal, too. So access to financial aid.
Access to financial aid. So once you have your GED, you can go enroll at IBC and apply for financial aid.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.